Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf, Shul Sponsor, Lui Nishma, Sam Yaakoshov, and Leah Pasitzchuk. We're holding what become a Daf Kuv Dalet. The Gemara starts the Mudalef and says, if a person tells two people, I stole from one of you, but I don't know from who, and he's Moine Be'atzvo, he admits on his own, he has to pay both. Why? Letzesi De'Shamay, in order to be Yaitzi De'Shamay. Asks Toitzvis, but in the previous Amud we brought, that there was this Chosid, that did not know to who to pay. He knew he took from two people, he didn't know from who. And there, Reb Tarfon says, he doesn't have to pay both. Says Toit, says, but if, let's say, Sidei Shemayim, if a person wants to go and do Rotzon Hashem, he pays both, Chosid Echad, the Chosid, doesn't want to go and be Yoyt Sidei Shemayim. So Toit answers that the Chosid wanted to know what's the Ikar Din, and then he would do on his own whatever he wants to do. The Chasav Sefer, which is printed over here, he comes to explain what Toisus means as follows. He starts with two concepts. One, he brings the Piskei Arosh in Bo Metzia Paragimel that says that if one went to two people and he told them, one of you put by me a pikotin, I don't know which one. So the way it's printed by us, the Piskei Arosh says, if they didn't ask for it, they didn't loy tavile, he doesn't have to give them even, let's say, Sdei Shamayim. Chasav Sofer says that this kirsa doesn't make sense. If nobody's asking for anything, of course he doesn't have to pay. But he fixes the kirsa and says, v'loy tavile, instead of the word loy tavile, he says, v'loy mishtavile. Meaning, he goes to two, he says, one of you put in the pikotin by me. They both say, it's us. So okay, one of you should do a shvua and you could take the money. But none of them wants to do a shvua. So then, a filo that says, Sidei Shamayim Potter, you don't have to give, you don't have to pay even, let's say, Sidei Shamayim. Meaning, if somebody is obligated to do a shvua, he doesn't want to do it, the other person doesn't have to pay, even let's say Sdei Shamayim. The second nekuda he brings is the Shita Mekubetzes, says it's Momitzia Deflamat Zayin Amud Beis, in the name of the Ritbaz, that someone who wants to be Yoyt Sdei Shamayim, the one who's the other side, the counterparty, doesn't have to do shvua. Because the guy tells him, listen, you don't have to pay at all. You want to come and pay me to Latzis De Shemayim, you want to be a chassid? Pay me. If you don't want to pay me, you don't have to. But don't make me do a shvua so you can pay me. So explains the Chasav Sofer, what's the difference between the Piskei Arosh and the Shita Mekubetzes? He says, the Piskei Arosh speaking in a case that a person is actually obligated to pay. There's a chiyuv. So then the Torah said, if you are obligated in Medine Odom to pay, how do you pay? You pay with a shvua. You don't want to do a shvua. You don't want to go through the process of the chiyuv. Nobody has to pay at all. There's no chiyuv even Latzes Sdei Shamayim. Latzes Sdei Shamayim is only if I'm not obligated to pay. But here I am obligated. Just there's a condition. In order to make me pay, you have to, all the party has to do a shvua. So in order to get to the process of chiyuv Dei Adam, you need to do a shvua. Without that, there's no chiyuv at all. The case of the Shita Mekubetzes is talking about the mitzad midini Adam mina chayev. You have only with the Shemayim. So there's no din of Shvua. So the Chasav Sofer is saying a tremendous chiddush. He says, let's say the Shemayim means, if you are potter, you don't have to pay, then you could go into the realm of let's say the Shemayim. You could go into that process. Say, you know what, b'din yodam I'm potter. You know where I want to go? I want to go into a new legal system called let's say the Shemayim. But if I'm obligated let's say the yodam, then I cannot use the let's say the Shemayim legal system. I stay with the Adam legal system. And let's say the Adam, you must have a shvua. You don't have a shvua, there's no chiyuv at all. There's no chiyuv, not the Adam, not with the Shemayim. Meaning, let's say Svidei Shemayim is only an alternative if let's say Svidei Adam does not apply. But if let's say Svidei Adam applies, let's say Svidei Shemayim doesn't even begin. And the Chasav Sofer here is teaching the oimik, the amkis of what does let's say Svidei Shemayim mean. Let's say Shemayim means that sometimes if you cannot come and use the Beis Din Shalmata to be Moitzi, so then Kadosh Baruch Hu Kivyochel is Tevea, he's going to come and take care of this din. Maybe similar to what's brought down regarding Beis Din has to be Mechayev Misa, Din in the Fashas. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Kiloy Atzdei Grosho, don't worry. If he comes out of Beis Din and he's Potter, I'll take care of it. You need to do what you need to do, but if it does not work with Din Yehodom, then comes Din Shemayim and kicks in. Zok Techasu Sefer, but Din Shemayim does not kick in if Din Yehodom does work. If I'm able to be extract money with Din Yehodom, so then Din Shemayim does not apply over here. So Emele says, Techasu Sefer, that's the Pshat and the Chosid. The Chazik come and say, what should I do? Says Rav Tafrin, Medini Yodom, you don't have to pay them. You could just put it in the middle and leave. So here you have the option to choose the Dini Shemaim system and pay each one. But Rabbi Akiva says you are obligated to pay each one. Once they do a shu, you have to pay each one. So there's no that says to the Dini Shemaim in this case. So you mail that answers the question of Toysis. Toysis asked, why is Rabbi Tavron saying you don't have to pay each one? He doesn't want to be Yoytze Dini Shemaim? The answer is, that's exactly what he's telling him. You want to be Yoytze Dini Shemaim Vakasha. Because you don't have to pay each one, Midini Adam, so now Dini Shemaim kicks in. But if Dini Adam does apply, so Dini Shemaim does not kick in. A big story of the Chasam Sofer and understanding how Latzes Yidei Shemaim works. Anyone who wants to join Shomach Shove, email us to Hotsugo, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.